It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
We have a guest.
We do.
We do. Kia ora, James. How are you?
Hello. I'm well.
We have James of Gym Nothing in the studio with us here today for What's Cooking. I'm super excited. How's your day been?
It's been good. I've been kind of floating around Waterview and Point Chev, and then a little bit around Karangahape Road as well.
So stunning.
It's, yeah.
The landmarks.
Great rotation.
Yeah. Good inner suburbs.
Yes.
Today.
Walkable too.
I know.
Grand.
Yeah. So that's my day.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's been...
You had a migraine yesterday.
I had a migraine.
So that's not so good.
That wasn't so good. We're in the studio in like very close to complete darkness, to be honest.
I've fully adjusted though. Like, you know, when you spend enough time in a dark room and it kind of, the red light becomes normal.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's kind of the vibe, but I kind of needed that to get over my migraine. And I do feel a lot better now.
It's actually quite peaceful. I feel quite centered.
Yeah, it's nice.
Being in this deprivation chamber is what I'm calling it. So we've like got the blinds closed and the lights purple.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see out there now.
Yeah. We have a crazy rec center over there. You can see people doing Pilates
and flips splits.
When did the wall come down?
quite a while ago.
A year ago. There we go.
That's around there.
Got there somehow.
We're
really excited about the songs you've picked for What's Cooking today. When you sent us the email, I texted so straight away and went, they're so great. I'm really excited to talk about them.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And the first one that you've picked is Belinda Says by Always, which we discussed before we jumped on air. Not Always, Always.
Spelt with two V's for some reason. Not a fan of that one, are we?
I'm not, but I do love the band.
Yeah.
And they are grand. Any particular reasons why you decided to pick this one?
So I never really, like I was saying before, I never really listened to the band, the double V thing.
But you are.
It did put me off. But eventually when I did listen to them, I think it was after this album, Blue Rev, came out, and I watched a YouTube thing with one of those guys who have a talk show in the States. I forget which one of them, but they performed the song on that live and it was fucking incredible. And I was like, okay, well, I better go check this band out. And they kind of do that My Bloody Valentine kind of swirly guitar thing, but really tighten it and make it so condensed and pop. And it's just, I love it.
It's dreamy, pop.
And it. Here are some swirly guitars. This is Belinda Says by Always.
See how it goes. See how it goes. To find myself there alone.
That was brilliant.
You don't hear that much these days, I'll tell you what.
No. And but I think that means when there is a key change in a song, you really hear it.
This one does lift you up quite a lot. Yeah.
Do we have any thoughts on a key change? Me personally, I feel like I'm not always here for it. I think it works here.
There was one song that was on in the supermarket playlist. It's one of the big pop stars, and I feel like...
Is it Sabrina Carpenter?
I don't know, but I feel like every verse, it goes up in key and then up in key, and I was walking around being like, fuck, make it stop.
So
like,
disorientating.
I can't get out of here fast enough.
I think, again, if it's motivated by something, and it makes sense.
See, that one makes sense, because they get to this part, and then it's like, whoa, okay, I guess this is like another chorus, and it's lifting it up. I went and saw them when they came here a few months back. Fuck, I don't know. What, maybe a year or so, maybe 2 years. I don't know. I saw them at the power station, and they're pretty good. But they were almost like too good.
Right.
Like, you know, when you watch a band live and they're like so slick.
Super clean.
And it's like, wow, this is just really good. But they also maybe have like no charisma. Like, apart from the drummer, she was fucking cool, and like I just spent the whole time watching her because she was just playing so well, and she like carried the band with the kind of vibes, I think. But the rest of the other band were kind of like, but I don't know,
introverted
or something. Yeah, a little bit stiff. I don't know.
So you've selected some tracks for us today.
Yeah, I have.
Famously. But what's your relationship with listening to music and then making your own? Like, how influential is that kind of on how you make music?
Quite influential, really. Like, I'm a chronic morning walker, so every morning I'll walk like
commute?
Not a commute, because I work for myself now. But I kind of sometimes work from home as well, so I feel like you need to get out in order to come back in, otherwise you're kind of just swirling in your own brain. But the walks have become kind of like almost like a meditative thing, where I'll listen to music, but I also listen to my songs and kind of critique them. And that song, Belinda Says, was quite a big influence on the song Hourglass that I recorded for my last album.
Love,
I remember we had the basic tracking done, and it sounded like the song was there, but it didn't quite sound how I wanted it to. And then listening to Belinda Says and hearing those kind of swirly guitars and that layer upon layer thing, I was like, fuck, I need that's what this song needs. Like, yeah. So hugely listening to music, I find, is hugely influential on songwriting, for sure.
And that's great, because I do love the swirly guitars. I'm going to use that. The next song you've picked, which I think, let's just play it. We're both very excited about the song.
Cool.
This is There She Goes by is it the L.A.s?
The L.A.s.
The L.A.s. Ooh! Another one I can't pronounce.
As well.
You're on 95 BFM. We have Jim Nothing here in the studio, and you've just picked a fantastic song. Are you familiar with the show Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, loosely familiar with the show Gilmore Girls.
Well, would you like to know that this song is it's the first thing you hear in the show, in the pilot.
Is it?
Fun fact. When you picked this, we were like, immediately, all we can think about is Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
totally. Well, since you're vaguely familiar, who's your favorite boyfriend?
Not that familiar.
Oh, damn it.
Poser.
That's such a great song. And you have an exciting day tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the Going Global showcase. It's got such a stacked lineup.
It really does, eh? We're playing quite late.
Quite late.
Like 10:20, I think, at Whammy Bar. So it'll be nice and everyone will be warmed up and...
Yeah, totally.
It's actually not that late.
snappy sets, I hear.
Yeah, everything's 20 minutes, so it's just the hits. No waffle.
I'm into that. How do you kind of like prepare for like such a short set? Like, what goes into being like, how am I going to get this in 20 minutes, represent myself?
I think 20 minutes is a really good length. And I like short songs, as we were saying before. So yeah, it's like, I guess sequencing, whether it's an album or a set list, is always kind of an interesting task in itself. But I think just play the hits and try and make the intervals between the songs not so long.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We've got a few transitions now. Like, we had a practice the other week. And yeah, some of the songs kind of going into each other, which I think is like quite a professional thing to do.
It,
you know,
so
we're
is.
All going global tomorrow, so.
Do you have to like retune anything partway through this?
I'm a
sets?
Two guitar guy now.
Oh,
so that's
professional
setup.
One's tuned all the way down to D, so the first string's D, and then all the other ones are down a whole step as well, and then the other one's just standard, so I kind of swap between them for the different songs.
Smooth transitions can be expected tomorrow.
Yeah, totally. Man, that last song is so good.
It's so good.
It's, I think that as musicians, like, that we should kind of strive to write a song as good as that. And if you kind of only got halfway there, then you've got a fucking great song. Like, it's just the way the song's kind of architecture as well is pretty strange, because there's no real chorus. It kind of starts and then that is the chorus, and then there's one change part and then it just comes back. So as a song itself, it's like so unconventional, but when you're listening to it, it doesn't sound that way. It just sounds excellent. It's like,
I never thought about it that way. Yeah, you're so right.
It's strange. It just comes right in, and it's like it's one of those songs that like needed to have been written, and the world's a better place with it in it. So it's kind of like,
it's so like effortlessly catchy.
Totally.
And it's just like I was saying before, like it's one that you're always going to come back to and enjoy and like be like, yup, so glad we have this.
Yeah, and it's kind of it has that cyclicular thing where it rolls around and has the arpeggios, and that's like, oh, I love it, hey.
So fun.
So
yeah.
And you've picked one last great song for us. This is Don't Stop Now by Guided by Voices. We're going to listen to that one.
Six-pack rings round his neck, conquer the
Let's start doing karaoke on air then.
I think so.
We're listening to Don't Stop Now by Guided by Voices.
GBV are like such a big band for me. My good pal Luke from World Series put me onto them many, many moons ago. And there's such a rich and deep back catalogue of albums to dive into if you like what you're hearing. Guided by Voices have more albums than probably anyone. Like, it's stupid how many albums they have, and like I've not listened to all of them, but there's like at least 10 that are amazing, so to have 10 amazing albums is quite a feat.
For sure, good to include them. You've had, like we touched on before, you've had like a really big past year, and particularly like with winning Best Alternative Artist at the 2025 Aotearoa Music Awards for Grey Eyes, Grey Lynn. A very late congratulations.
Thank you.
But that's so sick. What's that kind of like been like processing that and kind of moving on with the way you work since then?
It's been so buzzy. Yeah, it was it's truly such a shock. And so like immediately your brain's like, here's all the endorphins, and you're like, fuck. Like,
yeah.
I was honestly like in shock for days. But it means a lot. Like, it's, you put a lot of love and time and, you know, things into an album, and then to like have it, kind of get something like that is just something I'd never, you know, I didn't think that was kind of possible or anything. So
it's
been huge. Yeah, I've got the award on my mantelpiece now.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I think like that album like really resonated with a lot of people, because I think very obviously like you have this great way of like including like these locations that like people living in Tamaki Makaurau like know so deeply and so well, and like the familiarity of the album is just so lovely and so comforting.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What's it like why do you kind of keep coming back to that? I feel like it kind of comes that even like you just talking today about walking around all these different suburbs.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, well, of course it makes sense now.
Yeah, I walk a lot. I guess I just write about what I see, and
yeah.
Like I've spent heaps of time in Auckland recently, and so like it's, that bleeds into it, and I'm not like someone who can sit down and be like, I want to write a song about this concept or this kind of idea or something. I find that like a bit abstract and strange, so I just keep a notebook on me and write down stuff that I see on my walks or stuff that I overhear people talking about, or like, you know, something I see on a wall or something. Like, so
yeah.
I think it's I like including that stuff because I like hearing it in other people's music as well.
For sure.
And especially I guess it resonates for people here because that's where we are. But I'm not like, it's, yeah, I just,
no,
I just love writing music and also going on walks and listening to music. So. Yeah.
Simple. No, I love it. It's been so great chatting with you today. Thanks so much for coming up to the studio. For our listeners, we've had James of Jim Nothing in the studio with us for What's Cooking Today. We're going to finish off with a track of yours. We've chosen Rayleigh Arena. And yeah, if you want to catch James playing live, you can go see Jim Nothing at the Going Global Summit tomorrow night at Whammy. It's going to be really sick. There's lots of amazing local acts playing mini sets, and it's going to be awesome. You can catch Jim Nothing right there. Thanks so much, James.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Ooh.
And also thank you to our texters who have said that they loved the JBV and the Lars.
Hell yeah.
And we did too. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
as well.
It.
This is Rayleigh Arena, Jim Nothing. You're on 95BFM.
There we go.
was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.